Blog Talk Radio.
Proper time, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved. Dissolved means the end or terminate. I set up Istiller's family. I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully. Boastfully is to brag on yourself about your achievements. And to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. For in the hand of Yah there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is fully mixed, and he pours it out. Surely the dregs, and dregs are sediments at the bottom of your cup. Because he has mixed it well, he says, surely its dregs shall all be wicked on the earth, drained and drank down. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Amen. I've read to you in its entirety Psalm 75, Thanksgiving for God's Righteous Judgment. Sheep must have a word of prayer. You say your prayer along with me as I say a prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for another gorgeous day in the city of Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan as well. Father, we come humbly, thanking you for removing all of the oppressors out of Detroit, Michigan this day. We also thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, courage, family, love, patience, education, and awakening our mind from the dead, from the sleep, getting our minds out of the wilderness. We also thank you for prosperity in all things. In your Son's name we pray, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. Now, sheep, most of you know to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or pencil and paper, just in case you want to take note. But as always, I tell you, well, sometimes I tell you to go to the Blog Talk Radio archives, and you can listen to this program or all the programs that I have recorded. Follow me, sheep, to the book of Isaiah. We're going to start reading where we left off. We left off in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 5. Let's read. Starting at verse 5. Yah is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your time. And, you know, I just thought about something. Let me stop here at verse 6 and just say what I thought about. I read a few weeks back, Isaiah chapter 17, and it talks about Damascus, the burden against Damascus, and it says that Damascus will cease as a city. So what I want you to do is to read that chapter 17 of the book of Isaiah. And then also I read in Isaiah where it's going to be destroyed and not by hand. So the destruction of Damascus or Assyria is not going to come from man. And I just wanted to remind you all that we should know what is going to happen because we have read it. All right? Okay, let's pick up again at verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 33. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of Yah is his treasure. Surely the valiant one, and the valiant one, that is a courageous person, shall cry outside. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The wayfaring man ceases. And wayfaring means to travel by foot. And of course, when he says man, that includes women and children. He has broken the covenant. A covenant is a treaty or an agreement. He has despised the cities. He regards no man. The earth mourns and languishes. Now, that languishes means to weaken or deteriorate. A few weeks back, I saw on television, I think it was in either Louisiana or Florida, where parts of this lake sunk. You could see the trees going down and the earth. And to me, that's what is happening now. The earth is languishing. It's getting weakened, and it is deteriorating. Let's pick up verse 9. Lebanon is ashamed and shriveled. And, of course, you know, shriveled means to shrink or wrinkle or wither. Sharon is a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now, one thing that I ask you, sheep, to do, or if you're not a sheep, or the devil, whoever you are, I usually go to Google, and these places, if you Google like Assyria or Lebanon, you will find these places. And if you don't, look up for old maps, and you'll keep searching, and you will find those places on the internet. And the majority of these places are, they are speaking of areas that are close to the Arab countries, as well as the African countries, like Egypt is at the top end of Africa. I know that it's called the Middle East, but according to the map that I see, that's Africa. And I will call Egypt as being located in Africa. Let's go to verse 10. Impending judgment on Zion. Now, I think Zion is Jerusalem. But that's just me. You look that up. I have not had an opportunity to look it up. I haven't had a chance to look it up. Verse 10, chapter 33. Now I will rise, says Yah. Now I will be exalted. And exalted means to be lifted up high. Now I will lift myself up. You shall conceive shaft. And a shaft, it's like a thin wrapping. You've had a peanut, and you open up the peanut, and to get the seed out, the peanut seed out, it's usually wrapped by a thin shell. Well, that's a shaft, that thin shell that's around a peanut. That's just one example. There are several examples, but that's the one that I'm using right now. Let's pick up reading verse 11. Chapter 33 of Isaiah. You shall conceive shaft. You shall bring forth stubble. Stubble is straw. Your breath as fire shall devour you. And the people shall be like the burning of lime, like thorns cut up. They shall be burned in the fire. Hear, you who are far off, what I have done. And you who are near, acknowledge my might. Might is power. Verse 14. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrites. Do you know what a hypocrite is? That's a person that says one thing and does another. And when he says that, the sinners in Zion are liars. That brings me back to remember Revelation, and I'm turning there right quickly. Chapter 2, verse 9, where it says, I'll read it quickly. It says, I know your works, tribulations, and poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. And this is what makes me think that, verse 14, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrites. And I think that those people there are not the ones that should be there. They were brought there in 1948, and I'm just saying, if you don't know that particular history, that's true. They were brought there in Palestine. And I also should remind you that Jesus was a Palestinian Jew, and those Jews who were brought there in 1948, they were not Palestinian Jews. But let's move on. Verse 14, again, The sinners in Zion are afraid. Filthiness has seized the hypocrites, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire, who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning. So that is your faith. Verse 15, he who walks righteously and speaks upright, he who despises the grain of oppression, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from seeing evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure. And this brings us to today's lesson, chapter 17. The land of the majestic king. Majestic means mighty. We are reading from Isaiah chapter 33, verse 17. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see the land of they will see the land that is very far off. Your heart will meditate on terror. Where is the scribe? A scribe is a person who records, or a secretary. Where is he who weighs? And that's like your judge who have balances, in my view. Where is he who counts the towers? Verse 19, you will not see the fierce people, a people of obscure speech. That means obscure means to be up unknown. I apologize for that error. Let's start at verse 19 again of Isaiah chapter 33. It reads, you will not see the fierce people, a people of obscure speech. Obscure means unknown, beyond perception. And perception means to understand. Of a stammering tongue that you cannot understand. Verse 20, look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feasts as well. Let me just tell you, I attended the Feast of the Hebrews on September the 5th, I think it was. And what a wonderful celebration. Now, I want to tell you that the Feast of Atonement is September the 14th, and then the Feast of Tabernacles will be September the 19th through the 26th. So, let me get back to reading chapter 20 of chapter 33, verse 20. And I ask that our Heavenly Father will allow me to read all the way up to verse 35 without interference from this point on. Look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feast. Your eyes will see Jerusalem. Well, that answers my question where I said that impending judgment on Zion, it answers the question. Your eyes will see Jerusalem. Verse 20 answers. Let's read it again. Look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feast. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that will not be taken down. Not one of its stakes will ever be removed, nor will any of its courts be broken. But there the majestic or mighty Yah will be for us, a place of broad rivers and streams in which no galley, a galley is a ship, with oars will sail. more majestic ships pass by. Yah, our judge. Yah is our king. Yah, he will give. He will save us. Your tackle is loose. And a tackle is like your shoelace being loose. We're in verse 23. Your tackle is loose. They could not strengthen the mast, and a mast is a pole on a ship. They could not spread the sails. Then the prey of great plunder is divided. Prey is food or a victim. The lame will take the prey, and the inhabitants will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity, their sins, or their wrongdoings. Chapter 34, Judgment of the Nations. Come near, you nations, to hear. And he means to pay attention, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all the things that come forth from it. For the indignation, that is, indignation means anger of God towards the unjust, is against all nations, and his fury against all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over to the slaughter. Verse 3 of chapter 34. Also, their slain shall be thrown out. Their stench shall rise above their corpse, and the mountain shall be melted with their blood. All the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled back like a scroll, and their host shall fall down as the leaf falls from a vine, and as fruits falling from a fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Indeed, it shall come down on Odom or Edom, and all the people of my curse for judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made overflowing with fatness and with the flood of lambs and goats and the fat of the kidney of rams. For Yah has sacrificed in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. The wild ox shall come down with them, and the young bulls with the mighty bulls. Their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust saturated means soaked, with fatness. For it is the day of Yah's vengeance, and vengeance means to payback or punishment. The year of recompense for the cause of Zion. Oh, so what you've done in Zion, you're going to be punished for that. Verse 9 of chapter 34. Its streams shall be turned into pitch is tar, and its dust into brimstone. Its land shall become burning pitch. Again, pitch is tar. It shall not be quenched. Quench means to be put out, night or day. Let's read verse 10 again of chapter 34. It shall not be quenched day or night. Its smoke shall ascend forever from generation to generation. It shall lie waste. No one shall pass through it forever and ever. But the pelican and the porcupine shall possess it. all the owls and the ravens shall dwell in it, and he shall stretch out over it the line of confusion and the stone of emptiness. They shall call its nobles to the kingdom, but none shall be there. And all its prince, your male rulers, shall be nothing. Verse 13, and thorns shall come up in its palaces, nettles and brambles. Those are plants or vine, prickly vines in the fortresses. It shall be a habitation of jackals, and jackals are wild dogs, a courtyard of ostriches. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the jackals. And wild beasts of the deserts are like lizards, spiders, camels. Let's go on. And the wild goats shall bleep to its companion. Also, night creatures shall rest there. Night creatures are like owls and bats, and find for herself a place of rest. Verse 15, there the arrow snake shall make her nest and lay eggs and hatch and gather them under her shadow. There also shall be hawks. There also shall the hawks be gathered, everyone with her mate. Search for the book of Yah and read. And when he talks about search for the book of Yah, that to me, that means what the prophets have written as well as the Torah or the Pentateuch. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast a lot for them, and he has, and his hand has divided it among them with a measuring line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation, they shall dwell in it. And we're going to stop reading here. We'll pick up at verse 35 next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things that you do for us and your constant protection from the evil one who attacks us day in and day out as often as he can. Thank you for protecting us from him. Thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. In your son's name, amen. Now, what I want you sheep to do is go to Amazon.com and purchase my two e-books. One is called The Broken Plant. That's a children's whodunit book. And The Passing. That's a book for all ages to read. As well as I want you to go to www.eatanselivelonger.com and purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eadie. Now, sheep, what I want you to do is remember to take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time.
And don't let them fall on the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on.